This is Politics on Parade here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. You'd think by now that Republican candidates would know that women's issues would come up. And it's one of those things you kind of should be prepared for in a political debate. But Representative Mike Kaufman, who's running for re-election in Colorado's 6th Congressional District, didn't really bone up on those issues. The moderator said, "Well, what do you see as the difference between you and Andrew when it comes to women's reproductive rights and health care?" And Kaufman replied, "I'm pro-life. I'm proud of that. I do not support personhood, but I support a woman's access to, certainly to this Hobby Lobby decision to, and then the entire crowd shouted out, "Birth control." And then Kaufman goes, "Yeah, birth control. Yes." Maybe a guy who can't even remember the term birth control doesn't really have his finger on the pulse of women's issues. Of course, people at the debate had absolutely no idea what he was saying, what he supported. So they had to clarify that afterward that the candidate supports the Supreme Court's ruling, which makes it more difficult for women to get access to contraception, but at the same time, he supports maintaining women's access to contraception. If those two things seem contradictory, well, that's kind of the official Republican line right now. We don't want contraception to be more available, but we absolutely don't want to make contraception less available. Saying that he's not for a personhood initiative in Colorado isn't really very daring even for a fairly right-wing Republican, because Coloradans have had the opportunity to vote for this, and they vote it down every time. Bob Governor Ultrasound McDonald is on trial for corruption right now, well, he's former governor now. He and his wife face very serious charges of taking gifts from one of his constituents and then doing favors for that constituent. His defense is kind of interesting, though. One, he says, okay, yeah, we took the stuff, because he can't really deny that he took the stuff. At the same time, he says, well, I didn't do anything that I wouldn't do for any constituent. This included holding an event at the governor's mansion, which I assume he does for everybody. And then the second part of his defense is, my wife's crazy. She made me do it. My marriage is over. Feel bad for me, because my marriage broke up. Yeah, he's throwing his wife under the bus and pretty much blaming her for everything. But I don't really understand how that's an excuse. Well, my wife's crazy. She wants more money. So I go out and steal it to get her more money. That might explain my stealing, but it certainly wouldn't excuse it. Now, she apparently, according to him, was having an emotional affair with this person whom he was helping out, but only as he would any other constituent. The guy paid for his daughter's catering costs, $15,000. He said, oh, no, that was a gift to my daughter. Not to me. It doesn't count. Everything else, he said, was given to his wife, so that doesn't count. And, you know, she's crazy. But he wore the Rolex, and he drove the Ferrari, but I guess his wife made him do that. It's going to be very interesting to see if this defense works. Abortion has been under the gun as never before. State after state has been adding more and more limitations to make access to abortions more difficult and to make it virtually impossible in some states to even have an open abortion clinic. And one of the ways that they deal with these issues is through something called telemed abortions. It's inexpensive and simple. It uses a video conferencing system. The doctor can see the patient, talk to them, and view sonogram results via closed-circuit video. And if they find that the patient is eligible for a medication abortion, the doctor can remotely unlock a drawer in front of the patient, they can open it, take the pills, and have a medical abortion. It's simple and safe. It makes it much easier for people in rural communities to get this type of an abortion, which is basically taking a drug and following the doctor's instructions. That's really all there is to it. In 2010, the Iowa Board of Medicine investigated the telemedicine delivery system, and they found that it was safe, and it was consistent with prevailing standards of care, because it is. But the governor, Governor Branstad, who is solidly anti-choice, simply got rid of the entire medicine board and replaced them all with anti-choice activists, one of them who is a priest. So in August of last year, the board reversed the former board's decision and banned telemedicine abortions, but without any medical reason for it, because there is no medical reason for it. It's perfectly safe and falls within the normal standards of care. Now, without the system in this state, a lot of patients would have to drive 500 miles round trip multiple times just to get to the clinic, for no good reason. Planned Parenthood went to court, and they went before an Iowa judge, and that judge determined that state regulators did not abuse their authority. Which is rather surprising, because they were all put on this medical board for the sole reason to ban Medicaid abortions and to be anti-abortion. And they made a decision that was not based on science. They made a decision based on their pre-existing dislike of abortion. They made a decision that was contrary to patient care. The judge ruled that this medical board had pretty much the right to do whatever they wanted to do, as long as they followed certain procedures, that they could make decisions contrary to medical opinion, and, what's the big deal? Even if rural Iowa women have to drive farther, 500 miles several times, that's not really an undue hardship. Planned Parenthood will appeal to the state Supreme Court. In Ohio, an abortion clinic that did 2,000 abortions a year will no longer perform the surgery after this coming Friday. The state health department has been targeting clinics throughout Ohio using trap laws. At the beginning of 2013, the state had 14 clinics. That has been reduced by 5, and work continues to close down others. The state is using the notorious "you must have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital" ruse. There's no medical reason for this. It just makes it almost impossible for a lot of clinics to stay open because they can't get these admitting privileges. Some hospitals require that the doctor live locally to get admitting privileges, and in a lot of these clinics, the doctors come from a long ways away to perform the surgery. Some hospitals have policies that they simply won't give admitting privileges to doctors who perform abortions. So it's a good way to shut down clinics, but it's bad medicine. As we've seen time and time again, anti-choice figures don't care about what good medicine is or what's good for the patient or what the truth is. And they don't care about the patient at all. There's certainly been emphasized in a case in Ireland. They have extremely restrictive anti-abortion laws in that country, but they do make it possible to get an emergency abortion to help save the woman, sometimes. But not this time. A young woman was raped, became pregnant, and suicidal. She immediately filed for an emergency abortion. The law specifically provides for a woman who is at risk of suicide if she doesn't get an abortion. She was examined by two psychologists and said, she's a risk. This woman really needs to have an emergency abortion. And she was also examined by an obstetrician, because it has to be three people who examine you. But the obstetrician, he determined that the fetus was viable, which was never the issue at all. She applied at 8 weeks. They did not come up with a decision until 17 weeks later. Not total. She's 25 weeks into her pregnancy at this point. She complained that they were deliberately delaying the process so that the fetus would become fully viable. And after she did that, she was notified, we're denying your request. And she went on a hunger strike. She was forced to have a baby that was put into her by the man who assaulted her. They had to do a C-section to take the baby out, and then she killed herself. That's the kind of scenario that is perfectly acceptable to a lot of anti-choice activists in this country. That's what they want to see, and they're working very, very hard to make that kind of draconian law a reality here. In some good news for the state of California, the Senate in California has decided to shelf a bill that would mandate condom use in porn statewide. Now, in November 2012, here in Los Angeles County, voters approved a bill that mandates the use of condoms in all local porn productions. that was a disaster. It was badly written. Nobody really knew how to enforce it. And that resulted in a 90% decline in porn production permit applications in the county. That means that 90% of all the productions that used to be here in the city went away. And there was a lot of money. I'll tell you, there was a lot of money that came in from that. Now they've gone off to other counties. They've also gone to Vegas. Having been on many, many sites, I can tell you it brought a lot of money to the city and a lot of money to this county, and that money has fled and gone away. And this has all been backed by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, which is a very strange pro-condom to the extreme anti-Truvada kind of extremist organization that used to be about providing healthcare to people, and now under the guy who's running it now, a lot of that money is being siphoned off under this political crusade of his to force everyone to use condoms all the time. It doesn't protect the performers because it just moved the production elsewhere and actually puts the performers at risk because we had a system here to protect performers through testing that worked probably the most effective anti-AIDS program ever put together. When you look at how well that testing system works, which they broke apart and destroyed, basically through the work of the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, there's never been a more effective anti-AIDS and anti-STD program. Because everybody was tested before they were allowed to perform. And that is no longer functioning as it once was. All because of this one guy who's on a crusade.